听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 10, Toward Better Health, 2. Part 1, Getting Ready. People should eat a variety of foods. Avoid too much fat, too much sugar, and sodium. They should drink alcohol in moderation, if at all, and not smoke.But nowadays, people are too busy to spend much time in the kitchen, so many prefer fast food. Can fast food offer us enough nutrition? What are some of the advantages and disadvantages of fast food? A. The following words and phrases will appear in this unit. All of them are related to food and drinks.Listen carefully and study the definitions.
1. French fries. 2. Hamburger. 3. Coke. 4. Apple pie. 5. Ketchup. 6. Pepper.7. Sirloin. 8. Steak. 9. Chuck. 10. Roll.
B. Here are some short conversations which take place in snack bars. Please listen and then supply the missing words.
Next. May I help you?
Yeah, I want a super burger, fries, and a large Coke.
Super, fries, large Coke. That'll be $1.27.
Who's next?
I want an order of French fries and a small Coke.
Anything else?
No, that's all.
How about a hamburger?Or an apple pie?
No, just French fries and a small Coke.
Okay, that's 59 cents.
Yes, sir. What'll it be for you?
2 hamburgers and French fries.
Is there anything else?
No, that's it.
Is this to go or to eat here?
We'll be eating here.Do you have any ketchup?
It's on the service counter.
Where do you keep the salt and pepper?
You'll find it in the same place.
C. The following conversation is about smoking. Please listen and then fill in the blanks with the numbers and years you hear on the tape.
Cigarette smoking is not new.Why have people just started worrying about it so recently?
One reason is that smoking has increased so much in recent years. During the early 1900s, only about 4.2 billion cigarettes were produced each year.
Why do you say only 4.2 billion?
Because in the 1920s, the yearly production was about 80 billion.And by the 1940s, manufacturers were producing 310 billion each year.
But many other things were also being produced in larger quantities. Why did people begin to think smoking was bad for the health?
Because lung cancer cases were increasing along with cigarette smoking. In 1930, fewer than 3,000 Americans.Were listed as dying from lung cancer. By the 1950s, this number had grown to 18,000 per year, and in 1971, the number was around 64,000.
Part 2. How do you make hamburgers? Thousands of roadside restaurants prepare and sell hamburgers and French fries. but still many housewives prefer to feed their kids with hamburgers made with their own hands. A. In this section, you are going to hear a conversation about how to make hamburgers. While you listen, focus on the verbs and verb phrases. Add more if you can in the verbs column.
Good morning, Mrs. Adams. Have you tried cooking Chinese fried rice?
Yes, Mrs. Wong. I made it last Saturday, just the way you told me to make it.
How did it taste?
Not as good as yours, but we all liked it, all except my teenagers. They don't like anything but hamburgers.
Oh, hamburgers. My children keep asking for hamburgers. I get so tired of hearing about hamburgers.
I know what you mean. I get tired of making them.
How do you make them? I suppose I should learn how.
They're very simple compared to your food.
What kind of meat do you buy?
Some kind of ground beef. I usually ask for either ground sirloin or ground round steak. It's more expensive than ground chuck, but it has less fat.
How much do you buy?
A pound makes 4 big hamburgers.
What do you mix with the ground beef?
I just add a little salt, some pepper, and sometimes a little chopped onion. Some people don't like it with onions, but I do.
So you mix the salt and the pepper and the onions with the ground beef?
Yes, and divide the mixture into balls. Then make the balls into patties.
What is a patty?
You just press down on a ball and make it flat. Patties are flattened balls. If you want to get more than 4 patties out of your pound of meat, just make the patties thinner. But don't handle the meat too much.
Why not?
Because it will make the hamburgers tough. They'll be hard and tough.
Then I suppose you cook them on top of the stove.
Yes, in a hot frying pan. Put some butter in the pan and let it melt. Then put the hamburger patties in.
How long do you cook them?
That depends on how you like them. Some people like them rare, red inside.
I don't like them rare.
If you like them medium or well done, cook them longer.
Then you put them between pieces of bread.
Most people use special rolls. You put the hamburger inside the big roll and serve it with ketchup and pickles. I let my family spread ketchup on their own hamburgers if they want it.
Is that all you need to do?
That's all.
B. Now try this. Listen to a more authentic version of the conversation. Pay more attention to the whole procedure of making hamburgers. Add more keywords in the left-hand column. Complete the procedure in the right-hand column with the help of verbs and notes.
Good morning, Mrs. Adams. Have you tried cooking Chinese fried rice?
Yes, Mrs. Wong. I made it last Saturday, just the way you told me to make it.
How did it taste?
Not as good as yours, but we all liked it, all except my teenagers. They don't like anything but hamburgers.
Oh, hamburgers. My children kept asking for hamburgers. I get so tired of hearing about hamburgers.
I know what you mean. I get tired of making them.
How do you make them? I suppose I should learn how.
They're very simple compared to your food.
What kind of meat do you buy?
Some kind of ground beef. I usually ask for either ground sirloin or ground round steak. It's more expensive than ground chuck, but it has less fat.
How much do you buy?
A pound makes 4 big hamburgers.
What do you mix with the ground beef?
I just add a little salt, some pepper, and sometimes a little chopped onion. Some people don't like it with onions, but I do.
So you mix the salt and pepper and onions with the ground beef?
Yes, and divide the mixture into balls. Then make the balls into patties.
What is a patty?
You just press down on a ball and make it flat. Patties are flattened balls. If you want to get more than 4 patties out of your pound of meat, just make the patties thinner. But don't handle the meat too much.
Why not?
Because it will make the hamburgers tough. They'll be hard and tough.
Then I suppose you cook them on top of the stove.
Yes, in a hot frying pan. Put some butter in the pan and let it melt. Then put the hamburger patties in.
How long do you cook them?
That depends on how you like them. Some people like them rare, red inside.
I don't like them rare.
If you like them medium or well done, cook them longer.
Then you put them between pieces of bread.
Most people use special rolls. You put the hamburger inside the big roll and serve it with ketchup and pickles. I let my family spread ketchup on their own hamburgers if they want it.
Is that all you need to do?
That's all.
Part 3. Dealing with growth. Describing trends. Milk and milk products include full milk, skimmed milk, long-life milk, milk drinks, cheese, yogurt, ice cream, etc., all of which are well known for their abundant protein, phosphorus, and especially calcium. Milk is also rich in vitamins. Although milk is essential for children, for adults, too much milk can cause unsaturated fatty acids to build in the blood system. Do you know what kind of milk is popular in the market today? A. The following words and expressions are used in the presentation. Listen to the words and expressions first. Study their definitions carefully. 1. Implication. 2. Pie chart. 3. Sector share. 4. Weight of publicity. 5. Low-fat diet. 6. Initial. 7. Consumer resistance. 8. Consumer awareness. 9. Full milk. 10. Skimmed milk. 11. Long life milk. 12. Milk drink. B. Now listen to a presentation about trends in the milk drinks market, given by the director of the Milk Marketing Board. As you listen, complete the descriptions of the pie charts of the total market below.
I'm not going to talk for long, just long enough to give you an overview of developments so that we can discuss the implications. So, let's start by looking at trends over the last 10 years. On this first transparency, you'll see 2 pie charts. The first represents the milk product market 10 years ago. The second, how it looks now. There are 2 outstanding features. Firstly, that the total market has grown substantially from 280 million litres to 440 million litres. Secondly, the actual sector share of the 4 main milk products has changed radically. The full milk sector has fallen dramatically from 74% to just 42% here on the pie chart. The skimmed milk sector has rocketed from only 12% to 35%, reflecting the weight of publicity directed towards low-fat diets. The other two sectors are long-life milk and milk drinks. It's interesting to see that the long-life sector has risen from 5% to 13%, a significant rise considering initial consumer resistance to this type of milk. And finally, the milk drinks have remained pretty stable, just increasing by 1%. So the two big winners of the decade are skimmed and long-life milk, and the big loser, the full milk sector. Now, what's really important is the likely trends over the next 10 years in these four sectors. We forecast that the full milk sector will decline more gradually over the next 5 years to around 40% and then fall a further 2% by the end of the 10-year period. The skimmed milk sector should continue to rise steadily to 40% over the next 5 years and then level off around this figure for the next 5 years. We expect long-life milk to continue rising moderately so that at the end of this period, this sector will represent a significant 20%. Finally, we project a fairly marked decline in the milk drink sector as consumer awareness of the sugar content of these drinks increases. We forecast an eventual fall to just 2% by the end of the period.
C. Listen to the presentation again. While you listen, focus on numbers. Write down all the numbers and add more key words if you can in the notes column. Then complete the bar chart with the help of notes and numbers. D. Now try this. Listen to a more authentic version of the presentation. Pay close attention to the verbs, adjectives, and adverbs. Complete the following sentences with the help of the above notes.
We all know that there have been some major changes in our market over the last 10 years, and we can expect further changes over the next 10 years. I'd like to present the trends over the last 10 years and also anticipate the trends we predict over the next 10 years. I'm not going to talk for long. Just long enough to give you an overview of developments so that we can discuss the implications. Mm. And do interrupt me if you've got any questions or comments. So let's start by looking at trends over the last 10 years. Now, on this first transparency, you'll see two pie charts. The first represents the milk product market 10 years ago. The second, how it looks now. Now, there are two outstanding features. Firstly, that the total market has grown substantially from 280 million litres to 440 million litres. Secondly, the actual sector share of the four main milk products has changed radically. Now, the full milk sector has fallen dramatically from 74% to just 42% here on the pie chart. The skimmed milk sector has rocketed from only 12% to 35%, reflecting the weight of publicity directed towards low-fat diets. Now, the other two sectors are long-life milk and milk drinks. It's interesting to see that the long-life sector has risen from 5 to 13%, a significant rise considering initial consumer resistance to this type of milk. And finally, the milk drinks have remained pretty stable, just increasing by 1%. So the two big winners of the decade are skimmed and long-life milk, and the big loser, the full milk sector. Now, what's really important is the likely trends over the next 10 years in these four sectors. And if you look at this graph, you can see the same trends I just outlined for the four sectors. Beyond this line, we've plotted the anticipated trends over the next 10 years. And we forecast that the full milk sector will decline more gradually over the next 5 years to around 40%, and then fall a further 2% by the end of the 10-year period. The skimmed milk sector
Excuse me. Can I just ask how you account for this slowing down in decline?
If you don't mind, I'll come to that in a moment.
Sorry.
Just to complete the picture, the skimmed milk sector should continue to rise steadily to 40% over the next 5 years, and then level off around this figure for the next 5 years. We expect long-life milk to continue rising moderately, so that at the end of this period, this sector will represent a significant 20%. Finally, we project a fairly marked decline in the milk drink sector as consumer awareness of the sugar content of these drinks increases. We forecast an eventual fall to just 2% by the end of the period. Right. Now, let me come back to your question.
Yes,
why do we expect these trends? Well, one critical factor, of course,
Part 4. More about the topic. Hungry for hamburgers. Most young Americans like hamburgers. Their idea of a good meal is a hamburger served with ketchup and French fried potatoes, which are called French fries. French fries are not considered foreign, though they have a foreign name. Most American children and teenagers love to eat them any time of the day. The following short passage is about hamburgers. Supply the missing words while listening.
There is an old saying that you cannot judge a book by its cover. Now you can no longer judge a hamburger by its color. Many people think the beef that we call hamburger is safe to eat if it has been cooked so that it is brown on the inside. However, new research shows that some hamburger meat turns brown during cooking before it reaches the necessary temperature to kill harmful bacteria. The Food Safety and Inspection Service of the United States Agriculture Department says this may happen more often than had been thought. Yet some studies say that some hamburgers cooked until they reach at least 71 degrees Celsius still can be pink inside instead of brown.
USDA experts say hamburgers must be cooked until the meat reaches at least 71 degrees Celsius. This temperature will kill harmful bacteria. As a result of the conflicting findings about what safe hamburgers should look like, USDA officials say people should not depend on the color of cooked meat to know if it is safe to eat. Instead, they advise using a meat thermometer to test the temperature of hamburgers. The thermometer should be placed into the thickest part of the hamburger.
The food experts warn that the thermometer should be washed after each use. To test the thermometer, place the bottom part of it in a cup of boiling water. If it is set correctly, it will read 100 degrees Celsius. Because of the new hamburger warning, meat thermometers should be a popular product for youth this 4th of July. Cooking hamburgers is part of traditional American Independence Day celebrations when Americans gather with family and friends to enjoy eating together and watching fireworks.
Part 5. Memory Test. Who smokes? Leaves of the tobacco plant are smoked in various ways. Cigarettes are the most popular method of smoking. As recently as the 1940s, smoking was considered harmless, but laboratory and clinical research has since proved that cigarette smoke contains around 4,000 chemicals, some of which are highly toxic. Nicotine, a major constituent of tobacco smoke, is highly addictive. Smoking greatly increases a smoker's risk for several diseases, chief of which is cancer. You are going to hear a short passage about smoking, preferably only one time. After that, you will hear some statements. Decide whether they are true or false. Put a T or F in the brackets. While you are listening, don't forget to write down some key words in the notes column. Pay close attention to numbers.
Until the 20th century, cigarettes were not an important threat to public health. Men used tobacco mainly in the form of cigars. Most women did not use tobacco at all. The cigarette industry began in the 1870s with the development of the cigarette manufacturing machine. This made it possible to produce great numbers of cigarettes very quickly, and it reduced the price. Today, cigarette smoking is a widespread habit. About 43% of the adult men and 31% of the adult women in the United States smoke cigarettes regularly. It is encouraging to note, however, that millions of people have given up the smoking habit. 75% of the male population and 46% of the female population have smoked cigarettes at some time during their lives, but 26% of these men and 11% of the women have stopped smoking. The number of persons who have given up smoking is increasing. Men as a group smoke more than women. Among both men and women, the age group with the highest proportion of smokers is the age group 24 to 44. Income, education, and occupation all play a part in determining a person's smoking habits. City people smoke more than people living on farms. Well-educated men with high incomes are less likely to smoke cigarettes than men with fewer years of schooling and lower incomes. On the other hand, if a well-educated man with a higher income smokes at all, he is likely to smoke more packs of cigarettes per day. Among teenagers, the picture is similar. There are fewer teenage smokers from upper-income, well-educated families, and fewer from families living in farm areas. High school students who are preparing for college are less likely to smoke than those who do not plan to continue their education after high school. Children are most likely to start smoking if one or both of their parents smoke.
Statements. 1. The cigarette industry began in the 1870s with the development of the cigarette manufacturing machine. 2. About 43% of the adult women in the United States smoke cigarettes regularly. 3. 46% of the male population and 26% of the female population have smoked cigarettes at some time during their lives. 4. 26% of the adult men in the United States have stopped smoking. 5. Among both men and women, the age group with the highest proportion of smokers is the age group 24 to 44. 6. City people smoke less than people living on farms. 7. Well-educated men with high incomes are less likely to smoke cigarettes than men with fewer years of schooling and lower incomes. 8. There are fewer teenaged smokers from families living in farm areas than in cities. 9. There are fewer teenaged smokers from low-income, poorly educated families. 10. High school students who do not plan to continue their education are less likely to smoke than those who are preparing for college.